Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
greetings and welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning as we bring to you another beautiful and timely discussion, which is, everybody that has a human body is not human. Now that is one to seriously ponder. Everybody that has a human body is not human. So maybe that is the answer to so many of today's problems that we're having. And we want to join in and listen seriously to this discussion to understand exactly what we mean by this. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for joining us this Sunday. Okay, I will give you a brief summary of what our discussion will be about today, and then we will have Imam Shahid Shabazz to join us. To be human is to be God-like. Almighty God is all good. So, if you want to be like God, we will have to give the will God gave us back to God. Then we will always strive for God's goodness and perfection. Most people in this world think human life is animal life. They only desire for carnal and temporary worldly pleasures. Real life is eternal. Our Creator created us in a flesh body, but He says we don't become human until He puts some of His spirit into our human heart. This makes the human heart pure and clean. This is why Allah God says in His final revelation in Quran that He sent down the Quran to heal the diseases in our hearts. Allah also says He will never change a people's bad condition until they change the bad condition of their heart. So now you can see, people, we have to really sit and ponder and think on who we are and whose we are and what we mean by everybody that has a human body is not human. And now I give to you, without further delay, Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I would like to greet everyone listening in the audience in the greetings of peace from the prophets, all of the prophets of Almighty Allah, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad. Peace be upon all of them. With that said, we would like to open with the opening chapter of the Quran. It's called Fatiha. And this particular ayat, surah, and these ayats, if rightly understood and followed, will lead you straight through this world of evil and straight home, back home, in eternal Jannah, heaven, with your Lord Allah, our Lord Allah. This is what Allah says. So this is a powerful prayer. This is the most powerful prayer there is. The Lord's prayer is a good prayer. This prayer is even more profound than the Lord's prayer, because this prayer is the it clears up even more the Lord's prayer, because you had man to tamper with all the revelations of the Creator Allah. The only book that wasn't tampered with revelation, book of revelation to people throughout the history is the Quran. It's still intact as it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad through the angel Jibreel from Allah. It's still in the same order. No word, not one ayat, verse has been changed, because Allah had protected the Quran, because he wasn't sending any more revelations to the world. So he protected the Quran for all of the people from the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago to the day. So nobody from that time to the day can follow any other revelations and say and reject the Quran. Do Allah, their creator, will reject their faith. So with that said, we will open and we'll begin to talk on the subject today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. Yes, people, what we mean by the topic of this program, everybody in a human body is not human, is this. A human being, real life, is not the animal part of the human being. The human being's real life is inside the body. It's the spirit of the Creator. I hear noise in the background, sister. The life of the human being is the spirit, again, of Allah inside the human being's body. Allah, the Creator, said we didn't become a human being until he put some of his spirit, life, given spirit in us, in our heart. And then he said we became a living soul. That was the Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, and then all of their descendants, which is us. So our real life is in our spirit. But Allah also created us, created a contender with our spiritual life. And most people think that contender is really just only Satan or the devil, they call it, it's a common name. No, but the greatest contender we have to keep us from obeying our Creator is our own false desires, carnal, as the sister said, carnal desires. Because our carnal desires is of this carnal world. And Allah said the root of all evil is the love of this carnal, unreal, false world. Allah said the root of all evil is the love of these things and these carnal pleasures. That's why even if you're married lawfully, under Allah's law, moral law, he say before you come together with your mate in intimacy, do some good for your soul before you even do that. Because what is he saying? Sex ain't for your soul. The sex will a part of the relationship of man and woman. It's just for procreation, basically. But Allah do let you get us get a little satisfaction out of it. It's temporary if we obey him. But if you don't obey Allah, you do it, you husband or wife or not, you ain't going to get no satisfaction. It was a song came out, and I'm taking my time, say, I can't get no satisfaction, I get tired. What the man was saying is that you can keep having sex all you want with your husband, your wife, and you can keep on doing all kinds of immoral things, too, with sex. You'll never be satisfied because you're dealing with the animal part of you. You're dealing with the lower part of you. You're dealing with the carnal part of you, which leads you and keeps you into evil, the evils of this carnal, unreal world. So Allah say that there is a jinn race on this earth. And the jinn race is the race, some of those jinns are obedient to Allah. Jinns are spirits. They are spirits that serve Allah. You can't see them, but Allah said there is a jinn race on this earth, and some of them obey Allah. And he speaks about his prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, and say he had jinns working with him. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet, say that he asked Allah to help him to gain control over his jinn, so his jinn would work with him in carrying out the will of Allah, which is, you know, as we know, righteous. And so we, if we want to change this ourselves, you don't try to change the world. If we want to change the world, you start with yourself. You don't start trying to change the world with nobody else. You start changing the world one individual at a time. Because the one changing the world is our Creator, Allah. But if we want to be a part of His glory, a part of His victory on this earth, of turning this world back around to a good world, then we have to understand that we have to submit to His will. I want you all to excuse me. I have a call coming in here, and I can't get off the phone, so I'll have to get that call back. But this is what the topic is about today. It's about real human life, not being the animal part of us, but it's being inside the spiritual nature in man and woman. And that spiritual nature is in our heart. So, you know, at this time, we're going to pause and let the co-host bring someone on. I want to see who this number is because it's an important call, but we will continue on with the show. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum, my friend. Thank you. I want to remind you that you're all listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which comes to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. And as you can see, he's gotten started today, coming on strong with a very, very good discussion. I'm quite sure there are those of you who do have comments regarding this discussion today. So we want to let Imam Shaheed Shabazz know that we are interested and we are concerned about what's happening here in our world today. And we would like to also comment in regards to why we feel like these things are happening. And I think the title for today is a good one to start with, in understanding who we are, as I said again earlier, who we are, and that perhaps will also let us know why things might be happening as they are happening, because within our mind, hearts, and souls, we are not all human today. We have not received the Creator and His will and the way of life that He's chosen for us to live. So right now, let's see, we have, I was looking for my glasses here. I kind of misplaced them real quick somehow. But anyway, I think I can see well enough to see. We have a number that's on, a beautiful brother who always comes on, and that's 336-409, I believe it's 0792 number. And I believe that's our beautiful Imam here, Abdul Kareem. Let's see if we can call him on, see if I can bring him on. I'm trying to bring you on, if you can hear me. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum salam wa barakatuh, sister. How are you?
Fine, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Imam Kareem.
Wa alaikum salam wa barakatuh, Imam Shaheed. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, mashallah, mashallah. You know, I always try to, when we do talk during the week, I try to pull a see if I can get the topic out of you, because I know you do so much reading that, you know, you may not pick a topic until the night before or the morning of, or mashallah, of the show. So when you called me last night, I listened to the message, and I said, man, that is one deep message. I was wondering which way you were going to go, you know, with the message, because, you know, alhamdulillah, it's a very deep topic. It's a very deep topic. And us as human beings, it seems like all we know is our desires. All we know,
that's right.
You know, without guidance, all we know is what we want to do, what makes us happy. You know, they say animals, all they need to do is reproduce and eat, you know. And humans sometimes, that's all we're subjugated to, is just eating and reproducing. If you don't know what Allah put you here for, you're just going to follow your animal instincts, your lowest desire, your base desires. Feed yourself.
That's right.
And achieve pleasure through, you know, whether it's through intimacy or through whatever you want, just pleasing yourself. And we have a creator. We have a Lord. A brother said in a khutbah that I heard Friday.
I can't hear the brother, sister.
All right. I don't know. It must be something that's going on within the technical part. Let me see first if I can try turning my volume up here. It seems to be up. I will probably have to go call in. Let me see. I probably have to go and call in. So just stay on the line, and let's see what's going on here.
Sure.
Okay. Love that. I can't seem to get Blog Talk Radio here. I probably have to call them up again. Oh, wow. I can get Blog Talk Radio. If I hang up on them, I won't be able to get audio. All right. I hope and pray that we can get this back. I don't know how to get Blog Talk Radio back. Yes, can you hear me?
Sure.
All right. So can you hear the other brother now?
No, I can't.
You still can't hear him. And I can't hear him
no.
either. I don't know why we're hearing one another and can't hear him. What's going to happen?
Can you get anybody else on?
I have to go out all together, so I'm hoping it doesn't mess us up. I'm trying not to do that. And so I have to go out all together. Let me see if I can bring, I don't see the brother's number on here. It seems like he's going off altogether. His number's not up here anymore. So,
Right. Evidently
he went off. Let me see if I can get someone else on and see what happens with that.
Sure.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. What you have on here I see is hold time. Now, I don't mean, know what that means by hold time. So that's confusing me there. I'm going to have to call into the studio and hope I can get into there without cutting us off. So I want everyone to just stay as you are while I make an attempt to call into the studio.
Sure.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to try to get the brother back on to see if he can hear me. We did have two other guests who hung up on this about two or three, but we still have another guest on, and the brother is back. So I'm going to try to get him back to see if he can hear us. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
We have these technical problems sometimes. We want to thank you for your patience, all of you who are listening in the audience, and the guests of you who are on our show. Thank you very much for your patience. And now, God willing, inshallah, we will continue with the show and with our brother Imam from Mizpah, Salem. Imam Abdul Karim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, patience is very important, and you know, you're doing a great job with all the technical stuff. You know, I don't know how to work any of it, so alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. So what I was saying was, in a khutbah I heard this weekend, you know, the khatib was saying that if you have a car, you know, the maker of the car knows what the car was created for. If you have a toaster, you know what the toaster is for. If you have a hairbrush, you know what the hairbrush is for. If somebody goes into the gym, I think the example that he put was that if somebody goes into a library and starts doing push-ups, he might benefit from the push-ups, but the library is not the place to go do push-ups, you know? So you can't, so, you know, you may still think, oh, I'm doing something good, but this is not, you know, you're not doing it according to the use. And if you go into the gym with all the weights and all the equipment there and you sit down and you open up your book and you start reading a book, you may still benefit from the book, but you're not taking the full benefit of the gym. You know, the reason that you go to the gym is to get fit and take advantage of that equipment. And the reason that you go to the library is to read books. So you can't just do whatever makes you feel happy, whatever, you know, makes you feel good at the time, whatever you think it's time to do, when you have a creator that made you for a purpose. You know, I can take a pen and try to hammer a nail in with it, but it's not going to be the most effective use of that pen because that pen was made to write. And if I take a hammer and put some lead on the tip of it and try to write a letter with a hammer with some lead on it, it's not an effective use of that hammer because the hammer was made to bang in nails. So our Lord created us for a purpose. And if just left to our own, we may not come up with that. We won't know how to worship God. We won't know what pleases God and what doesn't. So we have to go to our messengers and find out what is it that we're here to do besides just satisfy ourselves, besides just satisfying our own cardinal desires, as the Imam says. Because just doing that puts you lower than the animals, because we have free will, right? We have, and when Allah gave us that free will, it gave us a chance to actually be higher than the angels because we choose to now worship Allah and do what our Creator is asking us to do, even though we have free choice and Allah will let us because He's Ar-Rahman, He'll still let us go do anything we want. But if you choose to follow His rules and not just like act like an animal, He's going to reward you. Allah is going to reward you for that. And that's what all of us are looking for. Not just today's satisfaction or the satisfaction in the next 5 minutes, but like Imam Shaheed says regularly, you're looking for Jannah. You're looking for eternal satisfaction, which you're never going to find down here. You'll be looking around down here, like whatever that song you said, I forgot what it was, but you won't get no satisfaction, like you put it.
No.
Looking around down here for it. Alhamdulillah.
No, you
Alhamdulillah.
Won't.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum salam. That was real nice. I like that. You're right. I mean, and you know, as you said, that I just go with my life briefly. All of the things that I've done that I was thinking that I was getting satisfaction out of, it wasn't that I had bad intentions, but I wasn't God conscious. I mean, in the sense that I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna cut it short. Allah says in the Quran, for all people, He say hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, of God. So when you my heart didn't become satisfied until, you know, right now I'm not married. I've been married a few times, but even with your wife or your husband or your children or anybody you love, no one can satisfy the human heart but Allah. And that's why, you know, Allah says he will never change the conditions, bad conditions of a people or individual until they first change the condition of their heart. What he means is that he made the heart pure. He made the heart good because he put his ruh, his spirit in the heart, and it made the heart pure. It made the heart want to do to be godlike. And that's our true nature, is to be godlike, to be like God, which is to be what? Good. It's to be strive for, as the brother said, for perfection. It's to strive to want to be do things in an orderly way. Out of order, but in order. Everything that God created works in an order. And if you are trying to make it work in another way besides the order he created it, it won't work. So, you know, I just wanted to add that little bit in there. And I do pray that Allah, our creator, accept our, you know, speaking today and protect us from saying anything on our own, but just guide our will so that our will merge into his will in the Quran, and the people will be able to get, we and the people listening will be able to get the benefit that he wants us to get, to help us to come out of this evil that just almost took over this world and come back to the righteous living that he created the world in the beginning, and the world was all righteous in the beginning when Allah created this world down here, the earth, and the universe above. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Again, people, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the reality of a creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to thank you for joining our show today. And we have, as you can see, a beautiful discussion. And the discussion that we are on today, which is, everybody that has a human body is not human. Again, I say we can see this by the conditions of the world today. We have had three incidents just within the last week because the bomb threats that were sent to a lot of the Democrat leaders from a Republican who did not like the Democrats. He placed bombs into many of their homes and places. So we had that threat, and we also had the mass killing of 11 people, and six of them were injured, and six more were injured. 11 were killed, and six more were injured, and that was yesterday. That was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I believe, in a synagogue, a Jewish synagogue. I think all those six, two are in critical condition still today. We had, I believe, some policemen also shot in that incident, and one of them is in critical condition, I believe. Excuse me. So we can see there's serious. Excuse me, I have an allergy here, and I do a little coughing sometimes, so bear with me, if you will. We have very, very serious situations going on here because the hearts of the people. The hearts of people, we do not have God in our heart. We have self, man, what man wants to do, what man thinks is right, and how man responds to his emotions. And as some of us are taught, emotions are a signal of Satan, of evilness. And we have to learn to control our emotions and use logical thinking in using our emotions. So most people don't know this because they don't have the will of the Creator within them. They have allowed that will to die off and placed their own will in place. And people, this is what's happening today. We also have, I think, a thousand people who are doing a 1,000-mile walk, and there's over 1,000 of them. I forgot exactly how many, but at least in the 1,000 who are coming from Mexico to America, and they're doing this walk. And of course, we know Trump is not allowed, and that's another discussion. We know that it took every nationality, just about people from every place, every country built America, and everyone who built was a part of
establishing this country and blessing us to be able to live like we are here in America, their people should also be able to enjoy the blessing of the work that they have done here in America. And so we talk about equality, and we say that we have too many people, but we have majority of the land still hasn't been developed, even in America. And I think, again, back at these big homes, these apartment buildings, they're building all over. And when you see them up, half of them, no one's still living in them. And they were built for years like that. I remember asking somebody one time, why is that building, all of those buildings, nobody's in it yet? They're still empty, unoccupied. And they were telling me that's because of a tax write-off, because rich people are the ones who buy these buildings out. And they are only going to have a few places for offices and people they want to live there, and the rest of the building remains empty. This is sad. And then you say we don't have any place for anybody over here, when we don't have all of these buildings that are being going up, and half of them, again, won't be filled up. So people, I think we see the reason from this is because we have forgotten our Creator, or we don't want to know our Creator. And we want to do what Seth wants to do, and to rule and have life the way we think Seth ought to have, and to control the people. And as a result of it, we are having these terrible situations and problems today. So I don't want to hold you any longer. You are listening to Matt Tahisha Boss, and we will get back with him for a minute. We do have some more guests on, but they haven't been on that long. We have one who's been on for a little while here. Let me see if this guest has anything to say at this time. They've been on here for a little while, I see. So I'm going to call the next guest on. That number is 980-475-6553. That's 980-475-6553. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? Yes. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Wa alaikum salam. I'm not sure if you picked me or not.
No. The number that you called is one of my customers. I think she wanted to just listen. I don't think she wanted to talk, but I think she wanted to listen. She called me while I was talking on the show, and I had to get off so I could let her know, that give her the number so she could call in. So that's her number. You just called,
right.
Success.
We're very glad to have you. Join us, sister. Thank you very much. And just listen, and we pray that you will enjoy the show, and you will receive some very good inspiration, wisdom, and knowledge that you can take back with you and apply to your life. We are here to give up the word of the Creator and the way that He wants us to live, and to turn people's hearts and conscience back towards our Creator here. And Imam Shahid Shabazz have beautiful discussions every Sunday, so join us anytime. Okay, well, let's get back to you, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
All right. Assalamu alaikum to everybody again. Peace be upon everybody. What I want to say at this time, out of everything that's been said, I want to say that the foundation of faith, it doesn't matter who you call the Creator, you don't take nothing away from Him. He knows who He is, and He's unseen, and He's one. I'm saying that to say that, you know, you got a lot of division today. Even in Islam, the majority, 99% of the Muslims are divided. 99% of the Christians are divided. 99% of the Jews are divided. 99% of the whole human race is divided in terms of understanding, as the Imam said, what is my purpose for being here? The tree got a purpose. The grass got a purpose. It gives us oxygen. Help us to breathe. The sun gives us vitamin C. The animals give us food. Everything that's created, it has a purpose. And people want to walk around and act like their purpose is, like the Imam said, it's my thing. I do what I want to do. Well, you, in a sense, it ain't your thing, but the Creator, Allah, He will let you do what you want to do. but you're going to suffer some dire consequences. And we see it happening all over the world. And in fact, doing what you want to do as an individual and collectively as a human race, you will destroy yourself, because Almighty Allah say all the good that happens to the human being individually and collectively come from Him. He's all good. And He say all the bad that happens in our life, it comes from us following our own selfish will, selfish pride. It's all about me. Well, I want to say the day of judgment, people, it is real. And I want to say that Almighty God, Allah, say that you must prepare for the day of judgment. He say the day of judgment is the purpose of our life here on earth. He say our life here on earth is only a preparation for the day of judgment. And this is what I wanted to say too. Now, why do we say the day of judgment? Almighty God, Allah said 1,000 years of our so-called time is like one day to Him. So we don't need, nobody even live a day in this world. So the first day of our life will be the day of judgment when we're resurrected from the dead grave. Then that'll be the first day of your life if you go to heaven. Jannah. So Allah said the day of judgment is in the hereafter, and our life here is only for trial. Allah says we are here only for a very short time on probation. After that probation, Allah says, comes our death. We got to die. So we don't have time, I'm saying, to waste in false pleasures. This whole world system is false and evil. Everything in this world is false and an illusion. And we'll soon pass away. Life for us humans have a very, very important meaning. We are created to live forever, not temporary. So our real life is not animal life again, which is temporary. Our life, we have a creator. He created us and He gave us life. And He didn't just give us life, but after He gave us life, He gave us guidance so we would know how to live our life in the form of revelation. Like the man was saying, if somebody creates something, the creator of that thing knows how that thing's supposed to work. And if you try to work it other than the way that creator of that thing created it, it will not work. Same with our life. You try to live your life other than the way your creator created you to live, which is all good. You're going to destroy yourself and other people. People, this world here is evil. And it's unreal, and the things in this world, people worship cars, they worship their husband, their wife, material things. All of these things, Almighty God, Allah said, is nothing but goods and chattels of deception. And everything I just named, people and things, are deceivers. Allah said this whole world is a deceiver. You think it's real. It ain't real. It's a movie called The Matrix. The man was eating a piece of meat. And he say, I know these are just my thoughts and my brain telling me this meat is real. He say, but I know really it's not real, because the real world is you can't, it's spiritual. In other words, he was saying that he recognized this world and the false pleasures ain't real, but he going to pretend that it's real just so he can enjoy that little false pleasure at the sacrifice of the eternal life that he knew was to come. So that's how most of us are. Most people today show in their actions that they don't believe in the unseen, but only the things they see. And about to conclude, most people place all their worth on material things and themselves. Most people are not preparing for death. You know, everybody say, it's a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. How are you going to go to heaven if you don't die? And most people don't even want to talk about death. And Allah say the smartest person is the one who remembers death the most, and the wisest person is the one who is best ready or prepared for death at all times. But death is the door that leads up to what? Everlasting life. Death is not the end. We will be awakened from death to judgment day. Almighty God, Allah, saying this final revelations in the Quran, that if we want to live in his heaven, we must prepare by living a clean and morally good life here in this world of probation. People, there will be a place called hell. And people, you would, if you would only believe in the unseen, you would fear the hellfire. Don't think because you don't believe in the unseen that these events are not going to happen. Our Creator, Allah's words cannot fail. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. You're listening again, our radio listening audience, to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining us. For those of you who do have a comment and don't know how to get in the studio to comment, hit that number one button. Hit the number one button on your phone. You will show up in our studio, and I will be glad to have you all to join us and give us some feedback. We want to thank Imam Shahid Shabazz. He's working tirelessly, effortlessly now for over 40 years, going on 50 years, to bring the message to the people, walking streets and going through neighborhoods in many different cities, reaching thousands of people to let us know, right, let us know that we need to turn back. We almost go on a crooked path there. Come back to the straight path, the right way of life, the life that our Creator has designed for us. And if we do this, we will find that many of these faults, if we just come together in righteousness and goodness to do what is right, many of these evils will just go away themselves, because that means we're going to be helping one another stay upright, to do what is best, to find the best within themselves. And these are the things that are liking. Man, he thinks only of self nowadays. He doesn't care about his neighbor. He doesn't even know who his neighbor is. Even some of the relatives in his own family don't speak to. So what can we expect but the worst when we are giving only the worst? We do have another guest here that has been on for a few minutes here now, and I'm going to give that guest a chance to speak if there's anything that they would like to say at this time. That number is 215-203-4273. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. My name is Mahmoud. I'm calling from Winston-Salem, Carolina.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Mahmoud. Glad to have you on.
Glad to be here. I'm listening in. I got the number from Abdul Kareem today.
Is it anything that you want to say, Brother Mahmoud, about the program? I'm quite sure, since you've been living this beautiful Islamic way of life, which is the only life there is, that you have something that you, if it ain't but a few words, to say how beautiful it is to the listening audience, so that they may know that this way is open for all people who have love for their Creator and love for their fellow man.
Nothing in particular. I guess, like what you said, that we all realize that we're going to die, and this is a fact that nobody really denies, and we got to prepare for that afterlife, and that's the real life. This life is short. The time span that we have is not promised, and you got to prepare for the life to come.
That's right.
And then those two words are a lot simpler. Beautiful, brother.
Sure was.
That is very necessary, because most people don't want to face that reality. They're in denial of their death, but they are always talking about somebody else's death. And we have to bring it home to them that, hey, you went to the same place, that we're on a journey here. We're just on a journey. We're passing through, but we have to prepare for where we're going to return to. At the end of the journey. So, Imam Shahid Shabazz, I didn't even cut you off. My apologies here, but I thought the brother said he didn't have much to say, but But he said a whole lot in those few words.
Yes, he did. And I want you to cut me off. I want to hear from the brothers and sisters.
Okay, I believe that's it for now. We will now have some more of your good knowledge, wisdom that you have to give to us, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
All right, assalamu alaikum again. Peace be upon the beautiful audience again and all of those who are not listening. People, I just want to say that the greatest message that all people ever created from the first two people, Adam and Eve, the greatest message that was sent to them, Allah revealed down to them through his revelations, and all of his prophets and messengers and righteous people on through up through the time of the last prophet Muhammad, the greatest message that changed the world when the world was evil and corrupt, people had forgotten their creator, which means they have forgot their own soul, the greatest message that brought the world back to civilized thinking through Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is La ilaha illallah. A heart. There is no God but one creator, and that is the core message. That's what, check this out. This country is called the United States of America, right? But I'm going to say it in another way. This is the United Snakes of America. So what does this mean? This means all the other states in the world, they unite here in this country to do what? To plot and plan for Satan how to destroy the human race. It ain't about racism, black and white colors. Racism is really not about your skin color. Racism is about control. It's about another race controlling the human race. It's about race control. That's what it's about. And extermination of the human race. And the biggest racist in the world is not Donald Trump. The biggest racist in the world is Shaitan. I want y'all to know that. They didn't know that. Donald Trump worked for Shaitan. Okay? So, and this is just like, mashallah, I work for Allah. So, what am I going to be doing every day? I'm going to be trying to call people to the way of Allah, the Creator. So, Satan got followers out here like Donald Trump and others. They calling people to the way of Satan, of evil, of self-destruction, and the destruction of the human race. So, but people have what's called freedom of choice. So, the only thing that evil can do is call you, come and do evil. But also, on the other hand, Allah says he calls you too. So you got two calls in your lifetime as a human being. You got the call of good, and you got the call of evil. Now, you are the one that Allah gives that, as a human being, that personal choice to choose good or evil. You are totally accountable for the choice you make. Once you come of age and you understand right from wrong, you are responsible at that point to choose good or evil. And Allah said in the Quran that every person's fate, F-A-T-E, is fastened around their own neck, meaning that you control your own destiny. Like the sister just said, if you want to, at the end of your journey, life journey here, which is death, if you want to spend eternity in a place called hellfire, you choose that. You earn that. And if you want to spend your life, the rest of your eternity in a place called heaven, a Jannah, with Allah, you have to work and earn that. Allah said the end of evil is evil and the end of good is good. So people, the world is not going to get any better by, you know, people talking about the problems of the world. The world, you don't solve problems by talking about them. As Imam Kareem said, you solve problems by working on the problems. And the only way we can work on our problems, we need the help of our Creator, because he made us powerless. He made us weak in flesh. We don't have any power. Nothing in the creation in the heavens and the earth have any power. Allah, the creator, have all power. So if you want any power to help you to do anything good, even as a man was describing different things, and anybody that don't believe there is a creator, then where did you come from? Where did the world come from? You see? Some power had to create all of this. Some power not only created all that we see in the heavens and the earth, some power is sustaining all we see in the heavens and the earth. So Allah is not only the creator of the heavens and the earth, he's the what? Rabbul Alameen. He's the cherisher, like a mother cherishes her baby, and sustainer of all the world. Allah created and say the mother. He likened the mother similar to him. He said, the mother, he said, reverence me, your God and your Lord, who created you. And he said, reverence the wombs that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you. So we ain't getting away with anything, people. Almighty God, Allah said he knows the secrets of everybody's heart. And Allah said, your condition, in my short conclusion, will not, I repeat, get any better until you will it so. God, Allah say, bring your will to him and give your will back to him. Say, yeah, Allah, you gave me this free will. And as the Imam said, if you give your will back to Allah, Allah say, he raised you up a little higher than his angel. Now, what an honor. But on the other hand, Allah said, if you reject his will, you reject faith in him, you will, as the Imam said, fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation. You'll do anything. And people today are doing some of the most heinous, horrific things against other human beings I've ever lived to see in my little 62 years. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to my hourly radio, listening on Tuesday Sunday broadcast. I'm Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And today our discussion is everybody that has a human body is not human. And as we have gone on with the discussion, you have a clear understanding of what that means. As we were told in the end, there was a saying that in the end of time, most people will be demented. That they need to won't be able to think right, be confused in their mind. And as we just mentioned, what is happening here today, as we can see again from the bomb threats of the bombs that were planted, rather, in all the houses of our leaders here, our Democratic leaders, including our ex-President Obama and Hillary Clinton, and all the houses, many houses of the Democratic leaders, there were bombs placed in them. I believe there were about 16 in all. So that we are thankful to Allah, our Creator, that they did not go off. And again, there was a mass killing a couple of days later in Pennsylvania, where 11 people died and 6 are still in the hospital, 2 in very critical condition. We pray for those. But we see here that the mind of man, and they were both supposed to have been haters. One was haters of the Jewish religion and Jews, and the others were haters of people of color and of the Democrats' position for joining and helping those people. And they were called nationalists, fight nationalists, or something like that. In regards to who they were, the point is that their minds were demented because they did not have God on their mind, their creator. They thought themselves, they saw their people, saw man as a god. And this is what our conditions are today, and they're not, as we can see, getting any better. So at this point, I'm going to call back on our beautiful speaker, Imam Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem. I'm going to call him back on and let him give us a few more of his beautiful words today. Imam.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. So, of course, the discussion is beautiful. Alhamdulillah. You know, and I appreciate listening. 2 points I just wanted to maybe put two ideas out there and see if they could resonate, inshallah, because they resonate with me. So inshallah, they could maybe resonate to other folks who may be listening. The first thing is that everything has a purpose. You know, everything created by God has a purpose. Most things that man creates are going to be for a purpose. You know, if man, like I said earlier, if man makes a hammer, or a man makes an iron, or a man makes a car, you know, it has a purpose. You know, other people may find additional purposes, but everything is made for a purpose that you purposely make it, even if it's just art. You make it because you want to look at it. And Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, made us for an absolute purpose. But not just us. He created everything for a purpose. There's not a leaf on a tree that's not there for a purpose. You can find the smallest, most insignificant thing on the planet, and it's here for a purpose. They said if you wiped out mosquitoes, just little mosquitoes that you go ahead and squat with a napkin if you have it, or you hit with the newspaper, if you wiped out mosquitoes, half of our food supply would be gone. Just from the fish that eat the mosquitoes and the way the mosquito pollinates this and pollinates that, we look at it as an annoying pest because it, you know, bites us and then, you know, may bite somebody else, and we look at it as an annoying pest. But if we wiped out something as simple as a mosquito or a fly, we'd lose half of our food chain just from something that we might think is insignificant. God forbid we looked on the earth and stepped and got rid of the worms or got rid of, you know, some other small weed or something that we think is insignificant. Allah put everything here for a purpose. So you know Allah didn't put a mosquito on this planet with a purpose and then create something as complicated and complex and intelligent and beautiful as human beings and put us here without a purpose. So we have a purpose, and it's not just fulfilling our own cardinal desires. And the next thing, the next point is an owner's manual. Anybody who makes something, you buy a Dyson vacuum cleaner, it's got its own owner's manual. You buy a car from this manufacturer, it's got a different owner's manual than the car from this manufacturer. You buy an iron, it has an owner's manual. And the owner's manual is written by the people who make that product. The person who makes that product, who designed that product, puts together an owner's manual so he could explain to the people why he put the handle over here, why he put this knob over here, why he put this, all the things that it can do for you so you could derive all the benefits of this thing that he created or put together from the owner's manual. Because this is why he did it. This is why he made the handle this way, and this is why he put the force this, because he knows why. Allah gave us an owner's manual. He didn't create something as beautiful, as complex, as great as human beings are, and not give us an owner's manual so that we could just wander around here blindly. The Creator gave us an owner's manual. And we can't just pick any owner's manual we want and say, okay, I'm going to go pick the owner's manual that was written 3,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago. You pick the newest current model owner's manual. And God created us with the owner's manual, and the last owner's manual that he gave us is the Quran, 1,440-some-odd years old. It's the last owner's manual that we're going to get. We need to read it so that we understand the purpose of our creation, because we weren't created just, you know, to eat and have sex. That's just not it. No matter how much you might think that that's all we need to do, that's not the reason of our creation. There's a lot more to it. And our owner's manual is the Quran and the Sunnah, the authentic hadith of his messenger. Because God is not coming down here and specifically telling any, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, he sent him to tell us what God likes and what God doesn't like. All right? God sends his messengers to tell us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Because if it's left up to us, we'd be doing 1,000 different things. So those 2 points, everything is created for a purpose. Every leaf on a tree is created for a purpose, even if we don't know what it is. And anything created for a purpose, the Creator is going to give you, the owner, the person who made that thing, is going to give you a set of instructions to follow and use it correctly.
That's
right. You
want
to use yourself
use your strength correctly. You want to use your youth correctly. You want to use your intelligence correctly. You want to use whatever abilities that you have here correctly before you leave this earth. Get your owner's manual, all right? Because God is not going to create something as complex as the human being without an owner's manual and without a purpose. So I mean,
right.
I think that's the goal of this whole conversation, is to find out what your purpose is and try to follow it so that you could please your creator. And by doing that, maybe, just maybe, we can avoid going to the fire and be entered into Allah's paradise. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very well said and very clear. All praise is due to Allah. We thank you, Brother Imam, and we thank the other guests for this beautiful show. And people, you know, when people say they are in any religion or faith, say they are living to try to please God, you see people on their cars and vehicles, they have tags like, "I've been blessed," "God blessed me with this." And they have attributed Muslims to the majority blessings only to be associated with material things and worldly things, such as, you know, a woman, a man. We all was created of the earth. We worldly too. Our bodies, earthly, material. But, you know, people, Allah, the creator, and I have been enjoying this for over 44 years, as the sister said, all up and down the northeast coast, from Canada all the way down to Miami, Florida, working in the streets and teaching people and just trying to be a good example. And, you know, so in other words, in school, I'm going to use this and I'm about through. In school, you can be passing all your grades. You can have A's in all your grades. But if you have an F in your conduct, you fail that year. You fail. It's the same way with Allah. Allah put us here on earth, created us to test us with good and evil, to see what? Who would be best in conduct. The day of judgment, when Allah judges us, he say he's going to weigh our conduct. Our conduct is your actions. It's your deeds. And Allah says, not our material things and our family, blood relatives, or just human people, the race followers and following you, like you some king. He says, it's not going to bring you closer to him. He say, the only thing that's going to bring you closer to him and get you back home in heaven with him is sincere faith in him and striving in his cause, which is the cause of what? Equality, justice, and equality. See, he created everything, he say, in paths that we might receive instructions. He also say in the Quran, he created the human race as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other and not despise and hate each other. And he said, truly the most honored of us in his sight is the one that is most God-fearing, Allah-fearing. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum
as-salam.
Thank you. Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I believe we have here now about, so let me check the time and see, make sure what time we do have here left. We have about 7 minutes here, I think, to go, which is still a little time. So we are. I want to let you know that you are listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz. And I was just thinking about a subject that I had been reading on from Messenger that came to me about this rich one of the business, the man who wrote business stories, one of his daughters. She had come online and she let the public know, was letting the public know that all these cuts that they're getting for tax cuts that are going to be given to the rich people, nothing but rich people will be getting these tax cuts. And around December, she said every year they get them and they're supposed to get more this year than ever. And she said she can't use them, she don't need them, not just most of these people.
look at these billionaires, millionaires who are getting them. They don't need them, but the poor do, but they're taking the money from the poor and giving it to the rich so they can have these tax cuts. So she was also letting us know that Trump and his administration is definitely planning on removing them, cutting the Medicare and Medicaid and some of the other social that we have. I can't think of the word. I'm starting talking fast, and then my mind goes on. But they are planning on taking these that they have planned for us, that they are giving to us, the poor, and cutting back on them so that they can have more money for the rich. And this is a very, very sick mentality that it's in control today. And we know again, too, that it is one that has got less. And so, people, what we have to do is we can see, join together in our goodness, in the goodness of the Creator, and fight in the right way to eliminate this type of thinking. And one thing is that everybody is saying that, go to the polls, go to the polls, whether you think it counts or not. That's what kind of getting this mentality into the government to rule over us, and that's what's going to count in getting this mentality out. This evil mentality that we have here now that's called the president. So, yes, your vote counts, people. Whether you think it does or not, please make sure that you have put that vote in so that whether it matters or not, in case it does matter, which it does, we won't have another person in like this again because we would have all voted. And this is another very important thing that we want to remind the people of that's coming up this election. If you want good to rule again, if you want right again, this world to be right again, get the right people in to rule over you, to control the country. Now, I give you back Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. Can you
this
hear
is
me?
Abdul Karim's sister.
Oh, yes.
Can you hear me?
You may come on,
okay.
Definitely. So we're always glad to have you.
Alhamdulillah. I didn't know if I was muted or not, but that was important. You know, inshallah, we do play a role in some of the decisions, and sometimes it almost seems like, you know, the least evil is the good, you know, that you could do, you know, so means we have to take part sometime in these elections or these votes, because the least evil, sometimes you can't just let something completely wrong take place and you just sit on the sidelines. So these elections are very important. But alhamdulillah, I know it's just a few minutes before we actually close. I wasn't sure if the imam wanted me to do the closing prayer, closing dua.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just left from outside. I got a mechanic out there checking the vehicle out, so I had to come back in. But I'm quite sure that whatever you were saying was timely, because man, you talk all the time anyway. And the most important thing is the fear. Allah says in the Quran, "Fear me, your God and your Lord who created you, and fear the fire." And Allah also, I want to encourage all Muslims and people, he says, strive as though you're in a race towards all that's good. See, all that's good leads to Allah. And Allah say, strive also in a race in repentance, tawbah, repentance. Why? Because all that we do of good, still based on Allah's moral standard and justice, it wouldn't get us in heaven, the one that's done the most good. And if they built 25,000 masjids, that still is not enough to get them in heaven. It's the grace and mercy of Allah is the only way we can get back home. And we have to earn Allah's grace and mercy, first of all, by being sincere, having good intentions. You know, a lot of people do things and they do it just for somebody to say they did it, to talk about them, how good they are, and this and that. And that's glory to find that person. All glory belongs to Allah. So I'm going to conclude in that way and say that Allah is one, Allah is the creator of all people. There is no way you can get to Jannah if you don't be pleasing to Allah. So I say that we should all ask Allah every day as believers to let his Allah ask him, take my will, Allah, and exchange my will like Prophet Muhammad did for your will, and let your will be my will. And when we do that, like the Imam said, our will become the Quran, which is the will of the Creator for all human beings. And Prophet Muhammad is the best human being to demonstrate how we're supposed to live as human beings since Allah sent him 1,400 some years ago. So the prayer would be, we give glory to our Creator. We say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, the most compassionate, sole ruler and judge of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. We ask you, Allah, to show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who don't earn your wrath, your anger, and who go not astray from your straight way. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you for joining us this Sunday. And join us again next Sunday. And invite someone to join with you for Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we are on every Sunday at 12 o'clock. Join our show. Join our talk show.
There's no time.
No. Like.